Which of these cases that you've heard has been the most difficult for you?
I guess Bizimungu will prove the most difficult, largely because it's a long trial. We have four accused, former ministers in the government of Luanda. And it has taken a long time. It is started, the hearing started on the 3rd of November 2003 and ended on the 29th of May 2008, as when the evidence phase concluded. But it hasn't really concluded because we haven't had the final submissions. Mm-hmm. So that, of course, means that there's a lot of material, as you can see behind you, is a lot of material which needs to be, we need to go through. I think there are 48 or 49,000 transcript, pages of transcript waiting, and so forth. And it is also a trial. When we are trying people more for what they did not do than what they did. As ministers in the so-called Abbott Abasi government, they are charged, of course, with all manner of things. But there are no allegations that they got up and went out there in the killing fields and murdered people, but that they were the government and they were, as such, government involved in or had policy decisions that related to the genocide and so forth, and they didn't do things they might have done and so on and so forth. Which is a lot more difficult in determining than when you have somebody like Muimana, who is, there is testimony that he was seen doing this and doing that and doing that and doing that and so on and so forth. Because there is a matter of, do you believe this witness or do you believe this one? And if you believe, then the outcome is this. If you don't believe, the outcome is that. In the other case, it is more how you understand, you interpret the actions of the people. What they did, what they didn't do, and what they could do and what they couldn't do, and so on and so forth. So it's technically a more difficult deciding to do than when you are deciding a trial which involves actions of the individuals before you. And jurisprudential too, I think it's wider than the other cases. But as I said, we have not even begun deliberation in it. It may be when we begin deliberation, we'll find it running smoothly, easily, but I doubt it, but it is possible. So in that way, I would say that is a more difficult one. The other two trials, both Sigu accused, the Sigu Ranyirazo one and the Muimana one, Muimana was good because there are allegations, there are witnesses who say they saw, and so on and so forth, and it's much easier when you are looking to see whether this person did or did not do that. It's more difficult when you are going to try to go into the mind of the person to see whether he was thinking this way or thinking that way. Sigu Ranyirazo, again, is another one. It has certain element of which are easy to determine and certain that are more difficult to determine. But since we haven't determined that one, I would rather not speak too much about it.
Of course. What case has been the most satisfying for you in terms of having reached what you believe was a just result?
You see, I have only one decided case. The others are not yet decided.
That's an easy answer.
So, it's a difficult decision always when you have to decide on the lives of people, yes. People who lost their lives and people who are before you waiting to be found guilty or not guilty of it. It's always a difficult one. But in carrying out the role that we do it in the hope that what we do today will contribute in making sure that never again will humanity be faced with a situation similar to that. And to that extent, I feel satisfied that we have been able to make determinations which have been found and affirmed and confirmed by the appeal court in matters relating to the offences facing that Humana faced and such. And I do hope that other people who might be inclined, who would have been inclined to act in that way, will be restrained from doing so by reason of what we did. So that is a satisfaction. And this tribunal succeeds or fails depending on the extent to which it contributes in the management of impunity. If when we have fouled up this tribunal, the world remains prone to genocide the same way it was before, then this tribunal will just have been a mistake, in fact. I am hoping that when we do finish, when eventually posterity looks at us, it will agree that what we did here contributed in making genocide and other crimes against humanity and other mass offences less likely than it would have been if this tribunal had not happened.
And the cases you try here are the most difficult, obviously, in terms of the type of crimes alleged to have been committed.
If, for instance, the cases that we are doing, which involve ministers in government, the outcome of those that kind of cases, I think, could send messages that is the fact that you are in government shouldn't provide you with comfort that what you do will never have consequences. And as you know, this tribunal has already tried the Prime Minister of yes. Rwanda. And that means the fact that a minister or a Prime Minister can be tried, acquitted or not acquitted, but tried, means that other ministers and Prime Ministers, other managers of power in managing it will know that whatever they do can come to the determination or come to investigation by international court or tribunal and can have consequences. And that, I think, will go some way in reducing the possibility that impunity will survive.